Okay. So, in a brief summary, sorry folks, but we're going to give them at home a brief summary. You should open ASP, the zipped ASP at my site. Then you should go into Visual Basic. And you should open File, Web, what is it called? Web page, web, whatever. File, open website. And File, open website. And then within that, open the website, click on the ASPX examples, and you will get what you are seeing in the pictures that I took of the screen. And I then just randomly clicked on Department Array, and that is showing the code. If you go over and click on Design, you see the design that it generated, which is the HTML. And if you go up to the top and click on the green diamond, the green triangle, and pick Firefox, if that's what you want, and then execute from Firefox, you can see the output. See, I summarized in 2 minutes what I said from the last 10. Okay? And so then you can go and do any one of these. The flip image one, if you do the flip image one, that is flipping the two images, and you can see I have the two images right there. And so if I now decide to run this and pick the run without debugging, Control F5, it comes up with the image. And if I click on upside down and then click display image, I see it upside down. And if I click on right side up and click on display image, you see it there. Okay. In this one, when I did it, I said that the language is VB. And I went in and did it. And when I am doing the select and the pick image, I need to say run at server. And so I put the run at server in there when I am putting up and taking input, basically. So choose image was a little subroutine which picked an image value. And I am running that. There's one up here that has a button. And if you click on that, I have a bunch of buttons. I gave them an ID and I said on server click. And so when you click on button CIS44, it does one thing. When you click on the other buttons, it does something else. Basically, what you have to do is if you decide you want to write like this, you have to go in and find a tutorial on ASP and look at when you need to say, for example, on server click. But it tends to be interactivity that you're doing. And here I want a button ID, and I want, when I click on it, I want the style to go green and the background. Oh, I'm sorry. When I click on it, I want to execute it. So if we run this, okay, so there's the three buttons, and when I click on CIS-17, it says you are taking Internet Explorer. So I have the subroutine for the button, and down below it says on server click, do button CIS-44. You can see how long ago I wrote these because these are using the old numbers. But button, the ID is CIS on server click. When I click on it, go and do that function. And there's the function. And it is putting out the inner HTML in the area called CIS. It is putting, you are taking Internet Developer. So basically, and there's the ID of CIS. So it is coming down here and saying, in the thing with the ID of CIS put in inner HTML. So that's looking at DOM. Inner HTML is the DOM within HTML or JavaScript. So you're combining a whole lot of things. And ASP and ASP-X are two things that are interesting to learn if you are writing web pages. The problem is we can't test them here because we have a Linux server that doesn't support them. So we can't put them out there. I used to have a server called Brinkster, and it used to be free. And Brinkster supported this, and then I could put them out there and run them. But if you don't have a server that supports the Microsoft side of things, then you can't run these. You know, they'll run on the browser, it's just that they need to be housed on a server that supports them. And I've got a variety of things. Here's a MathFax one. Okay, so that is, again, doing the MathFax. And here I have the run at when I talked about a form. Okay. So that's going through and doing the MathFax. And again, if I click on this and say run without debugging, it will bring out the MathFax. Okay. So there are the MathFax. So again, this is the way you can write the code, or you can go in and use the developer, which you all said was fun and easy yesterday, and that will generate it as well. But if you want to write it, this is the way you can write it. And you can learn ASP or ASP-X, which are different versions of the same thing. Okay. And if you look at this, as I said, you can see some Visual Basic in it, you can see some HTML in it, you can see CSS in it, you can see all of the different things kind of brought together. Because when you go out on the web, you're involved in HTML and CSS, but now you're using basically Visual Basic to write the code as opposed to using JavaScript to write the code. Okay, so you're not really involved in JavaScript here, you're involved in Visual Basic to do the code. And the vast majority of things, I think, is JavaScript is certainly the more popular way of doing things out on the web. But if you're a Visual Basic shop, then you may decide you want to do it this way and do it the ASP approach. And again, it runs on all the browsers just fine. It just needs to be housed on something that supports it. Okay. Then the other one that I had is a file open website, and it was classic ASP examples, and click on it and say open, and those are classic ASP, and actually I don't see much difference between them. There was one that had some difference. I'm trying to remember what it is. No, those are pretty much the same. I don't know why there was one out there that had something I thought was different, but I'm not seeing it. But these have a .asp extension, and they're really running the same thing. I'm trying to remember which one had something different in it. But you can have either language BB or language BB script, and you have the less than and the percent sign, and then you enclose the Visual Basic inside that. Okay, and if you do a loop, you can have different kinds of loops. There's a do loop, a do, and a loop until. So if you know Visual Basic and you know HTML, you can get in and do some of these. And notice again that, like everything else, like JavaScript, you're intermingling some HTML in with the Visual Basic because you're writing it on the web and you want to move down a line, so you need the BR to put in there. Okay. So, that's what I wanted to point out to you today. And we're done. We managed to get through at by the right time. We're done. The rest of the next week is basically just lab time. So we've covered everything that needs to be covered. Now you have to do all the work and I have to correct it. So the next week for both of us, next 2 weeks for both of us, for all of us, is going to be hell. But after that, comes summer.